We are often fascinated, and rightly so, by the extraordinary. Visions, prophecies, and miracles draw our gaze. But these wonders, however real, are not the measure of holiness. Today, we're reminded of what truly constitutes holiness. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you will find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today's insights are drawn from the book Praying with Padre Pio by Eileen Dunn Bertanzetti. She invites us to ask an intriguing question. What are the true signs of holiness? The author writes, "When we hear about saints like Padre Pio, we might ask ourselves, what were they like as children? Were they always different? Were they always drawn to God? Or did their holiness begin with some sudden conversion that changed everything?" As a child, Padre Pio was remembered as a good and obedient boy, but otherwise quite ordinary. He grew up in poverty, much like the child Jesus, in a family of simple, hard-working, God-fearing parents in Pietrelcina, a small town in southern Italy. Later in life, when asked about his childhood, Padre Pio described it with humor as pasta without salt. His way of saying it was simple, uneventful, and unremarkable. But this description reveals something important. Although Padre Pio had mystical experiences from a young age, he never placed himself above others. He saw himself as no different from the boys he grew up with. There was no pride in him, no sense of exceptionality, only humility. And here we touch to the heart of the matter. We are sometimes tempted to believe that extraordinary gifts, miracles, visions, and the like are signs of true holiness, while overlooking holiness lived in the ordinary circumstances of daily life. Father Alessio, who cared for Padre Pio in his final days, explained that the true sign of holiness is total self-giving love for God and for others. He wrote, "This love is the sign of holiness, the sign of a true Christian, the sign of someone who follows the commandments of Jesus, who said, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your spirit. Love your neighbor as yourself.'" Father Alessio continues, "Padre Pio dedicated his whole life to God and to his neighbor. This is the true sign of holiness. We may be astonished by his stigmata and his miracles. Indeed, these were signs that marked his holiness in a special way. But we must not fail to take his holy life as our example. In this sense, Padre Pio's teachings will indeed have value for each one of us. Let us look beyond the external signs and towards his life hidden with Christ in God." It is true that many were first drawn to Padre Pio because of the supernatural. When holiness and the extraordinary appear together, they naturally attract attention and awaken in others a desire for God. This is why Padre Pio was surrounded by countless spiritual children. But once they were near, what did he teach them? Not to seek visions or miracles, but to seek Christ. In a letter dated September 8, 1916, he wrote, "Asking Jesus to make us holy is neither imprudence nor audacity, because it is the same as wanting to love God immeasurably." Furthermore, he urged people to follow the guidance found in sacred scripture. He knew that God speaks to us through his word, calling each of us to a life of holiness. "Trust in this authority," Padre Pio said, "and do not be afraid of the storm, for the boat of your spirit will never sink. Everything will pass away, but the word of God, which assures victory to those who obey, will never pass away." Consumed by love for God and neighbor, Padre Pio never stopped helping others pursue holiness. Yet, he never considered himself a saint. As one biographer observed, the clearest mark of the authenticity of his holiness was this: he accepted every trial and every suffering with simplicity. And with that, the author concludes. Padre Pio bore the stigmata. Miracles occurred through his intercession, but the true signs of his holiness were his humility, his obedience, and his love for God and neighbor. And this is the path open to every one of us. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.